Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 19, The Top 5 Reasons to Do It With a Friend by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, happy Thursday. Welcome back to another episode of Optimal Health Daily, the podcast where I read to you blogs just like an audiobook. I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. I'm going to be reading a post from Steve Kam, who created Nerd Fitness, and also has his own book, now called Level Up Your Life, which covers a lot more than fitness. You can check it out at nerdfitness.com. Now, before we get into his post, if you want to help out this show and keep it going for as long as possible, just come by our website, oldpodcast.com. There's a How to Help page set up there, and it shows you a lot of different ways to help us out. Any of those that you choose will make a huge impact, and most are totally free. So again, just visit oldpodcast.com and find the How to Help link at the top. Or you can go directly to oldpodcast.com/support. All right, that's it for the intro. Let's jump right into the content and start optimizing your life. The Top 5 Reasons to Do It With a Friend by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Relax, Mom. I'm talking about exercise. Get your minds out of the gutter. Think about all the great duos in history. Do you think Lloyd Christmas could have made it all the way to Aspen without Harry Dunn? Do you think Derek Zoolander could have stopped Mugatu and created the Center for Kids Who Can't Read Good and Want to Learn to Do Other Stuff Good Too without Hansel? Hell no. How about growing up with your friends playing Contra on old school Nintendo? Without the code, yeah, I know you can recite it from memory right now. Good for you. Wait a minute, I gotta test myself. This is Dr. Neil. Up, up, down, down, left, left, right, right, A, B, select, start. I think that's right. Okay, I've just jumped into super nerd stardom here. All right, back to the post. So without that code, that game was freaking impossible if you're flying solo. Tag team it, though, and those aliens don't stand a chance. Exercising is no different. It's better when you do it with a friend. So you made the decision to get in shape. Sure, you'll feel all motivated and excited for the first week because things are going great. And then it rains one day, so you don't work out. Then you have a rough day at work and you take the next day off. Pretty soon, you're right back where you started. However, if you have a good friend who is going through the same thing you are, you can get through the rough patches together and make your lives better. Let's talk about 5 reasons why you'll be more successful getting in shape when you do it with your friend. Number 1, accountability. When you decide to slack off and you're the only person that's affected by it, you let it slide. However, if you're part of a team and you let everybody down, the guilt kicks in. You guilt. When you work out and exercise with a friend, you won't be able to skip workouts so easily. When you have a crappy day and don't feel like going to the gym, your buddy can drag you there. When he's having a bad day, you can drag him there. You'll feel much better after the workout anyways. One of the most important things about exercise is sticking to a consistent schedule. Work out with a friend and you're 76.5% more likely to stick to it. Yes, I just made that up, but it's probably true. Number 2, motivation. Think back to grade school when you had to run the mile. You made it 3/4 of the way around the soccer field and gave up. There was no motivation to go. Nobody yelling positive words of encouragement. Just Ned the bully making fun of your sweatpants. When you're out running to get in shape and you have another mile to go, it's pretty easy to just give up and call it a day because you're tired. Rule number 76, no excuses. Play like a champion. When you're running with a friend or trying to crank out an extra 5 push-ups, his or her words of encouragement will push you farther than you think you could go. Number 3, spotting. I'll never forget my first day in the gym. Other than looking like a jackass, I loaded up too much weight onto a bar and tried to do some bench presses. Definitely dropped it right onto my chest, and then one weight slipped off one side, which immediately put the bar way out of balance, and the weight on the other side fell off too. Like a scene out of a movie, everybody stopped what they were doing to stare at me. Epic fail. To avoid situations like this, work out with somebody else who can spot you while lifting. If you're trying to gain more muscle mass, you make the most gains during those last 1 or 2 repetitions, which are extremely dangerous when done by yourself. However, if you have somebody helping you along and motivating you, I see you, number 2, you're more likely to get through the workout and get more out of your routine. Also, with a friend spotting you, they can tell you whether you're doing an exercise improperly. Start good habits and good form on each exercise from the beginning, and you're way less likely to get hurt from lifting improperly. Number 4, share information. Fitness is one of those great things where you're always learning something new. Two minds are better than one, so think of how many more things you can learn with 2 people. You'll be sharing information, workout tips, even good recipes, or phone numbers to good takeout places if you're useless in the kitchen. Buying workout equipment or apparel? Might be cheaper to buy 2 and save on shipping. Buying a gym membership? Find out how much the gym will pay you for referring a friend and split the savings. Want to get a personal trainer? Ask what the rates are for 2 people at once instead of just 1. Save money, get smarter, be more efficient. What's not to like? Number 5. More fun. Working out can get boring. Running can get dull. Sticking with your routine every day can get repetitive. And nobody wants to hear about how much you can bench or how many pull-ups you did yesterday, especially if they don't exercise. However, if you have a workout buddy, you can G-chat each other all day long about what's the new plan at the gym, and they'll listen because they're on the same page as you. When you pair up at the gym, you'll have somebody to talk to, crack jokes with, and somebody to listen to how happy your crappy day was. Just don't overdo it. Besides, with your friend there, you can have healthy debates, like, what's better, the TV show The Shield or The Wire? What the hell is drinkability? And if the girl on the treadmill is hot or not. There you have it. Now, it comes down to what friend you want to pick. Pick whoever you want, as long as they'll make you a better person in the gym. If you can find a friend who has already worked out before, even better. He can show you the ropes. Whatever you do, don't pick the smelly kid, because you'll pass out whenever he's bent over trying to spot you while you're doing bench presses. You just listened to the post titled, The Top 5 Reasons to Do It With a Friend, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. In my personal experience, having a workout buddy has been a tremendous help for me. I was lucky enough to have somebody who luckily didn't smell, but who had a dad who was an amateur bodybuilder when he was younger. And so my buddy used to work out in the gym and was looking for motivation also. And so he said, hey, let me show you the ropes. Let me get you in the gym. Now let's see what we do. So he showed me a lot of the routines that he used to do and his dad used to do. He showed me proper form. And from there, I couldn't stop. Thinking back, that was about 12 years ago. And believe it or not, he and I still work out together religiously every Saturday. There are definitely those days when I wake up Saturday morning and I go, nope, I really don't want to go today. But he and I just confirmed Friday night that we were going to meet each other at the gym. So I get up, out of bed, get into my clothes, trudge over there, and you know what? I feel so much better for doing it. So I can definitely relate to this, and I love the idea of having a good workout partner, somebody who knows how to do proper lifts to assist you. One more time, thank you for listening, and if you enjoy the show and you want to show a little bit of support, you can contribute financially or otherwise. We have a lot of ways that you can help. Just visit oldpodcast.com/support or simply visit oldpodcast.com and find the How to Help link. Have a great morning or afternoon or evening or early morning or whenever you're listening to this, and I'll be back for the usual Friday Q&A show, which is one of my favorite parts of this podcast, where I'll be answering your questions. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism, from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.